At its root, the word is N-I-G-E-R, the Latin word for black. But as soon as enslaved Africans were brought to these shores, the word, pronounced with various accents and emphasis, was used to depict them not just as something derogatory, but as something not quite evolved from ape to human being. By examining this one word, we get an understanding of not only who we are, but who we have been and who we might become. But this two-syllable word and its evolution reveals much about American society.
There is some risk in attempting to isolate the idea of contemporary culture and comparing and contrasting it to early American culture. For me, it's an artificial distinction. I think it's more useful to look at this word and its usage as part of a seamless strand, really a seamless narrative that runs from the beginning, from before the beginning of the country, to where we are now.
In 1619, settlers in Jamestown were already using the word to describe the enslaved blacks.
You will find that British redcoats, and this is well documented, used the N-word when they taunted the Revolutionary Army, because the idea was, you're so weak, you have to use niggers to bolster your troops.